Welcome to the Grinders Ugly Podcast, where I'm your humble, gracious, loving, beautiful host, Kyle Allen. We're going to jump right into it. I will give you a quick story. I'm sitting outside of establishment, and I'm watching a lady. At the time, I was watching a lady sit on the curb and just scream. I couldn't make out everything she was saying, but she was just sitting there on the curb screaming. I'm watching people go walk around her, walk through her, walk over. Obviously, one would presume she's crazy. She's nuts. She's just screaming. She's laying on the curb. She's not cussing nobody out. She's literally just screaming. And it made me realize that take that scenario and put that same person screaming in the body of the CEO who you work for, the worker that you work for and say good morning to every day, your coworker that you know, you think you know her, right? You think you know them. You think you know they. We are an LGBTQIA inclusive podcast. you think you know the people around you. And yet we, good morning, oh, all's good. Oh, no problem. Ourselves into that lady on the curb screaming. We are no better than that lady on the curb screaming if we don't really solve our problems. If we don't really look at ourselves and what we can fix, change, and grow. Because what happens over time is, no, you may not get to the point where you're on a random curb screaming, but you're screaming in your real life. Your relationships are failing. You have no money. You have no peace. You have no direction. Or you have all those things and you still are screaming. You feel completely alone. Loneliness is worse than smoking. Google it. We are in the loneliness epidemic. There is an epidemic of loneliness. It is sweeping the world. We are more connected than ever, but yet clearly the most disconnected that we've ever been in a society ever. You can't say anything without it being polarizing. I love dogs. Well, why do you love dogs? Dogs are known to... Hey, man, I really love my shoes. Well, some people don't have shoes. Man, I really love drinking water. But you know that if you drink cold water, it's bad for you. You can't say anything. Half of what you see isn't real. People feel isolated because they'll look and go, man, I do pretty good in life. I can't go to Disneyland every week. I'm seeing people over here not knowing they may be living on credit cards, not knowing their business, not knowing their situation, not knowing they might have to plug. You don't know. You just see it. And seeing is no longer believing. You can see something all you want. That ain't enough. Who and what is it in real life? Loneliness is an epidemic, man. People are walking around every day talking and communicating and working and planning and achieving, and go home in a house full of people or by themselves and feel completely alone. There are times I have been in an environment. I've had to wrestle with myself so much, guys, on why I do not like. I'm not going to say I don't like people, but I'm much better if I just have my children and I'm able to work out and ride my bike that someone stole. God bless me. Lord have mercy. Ride my Peloton in the meantime. Talk to my partners. Make sure my family's good. I don't want to gather. I don't want to link. I don't want to party. I don't want to do it. I don't like family gatherings. It ain't just I would much rather, hey man, I'm here and I'm gone. And I've always, like, why? Like, it's a real thing. Like, I legitimately, like, when I get there, I'm ready to leave. I can go to an amusement park and count down, like, you know, how fast can I get to 2 o'clock? The idea of staying at an amusement park from opening to closing to me is like, it's literally hell. Like, God, please don't send me to hell. But if I ever went to hell, my version of hell would just be at an amusement park all day, every day. I can't imagine a worse place. Or a water park. I'm just wet all day. Like, my point is, I've asked myself, well, Kyle, bro, like, what is that about you? And I don't have the answer yet. I truly don't. And I think part of it is a lot of the loneliness that happens is because people, you just don't know if they're your friends or not. Like, you really just don't. Like, nowadays, hey, man, you can be cool with somebody, and then you hear something else, you're like, dang, bro, I just talked to you. I just talked to her. I just talked to them. How does it that when, you know, and then it just makes you go, all right, bro, I'm just going to be by myself. I know I ain't going to let me down. You know what I mean? Like, I know for a fact I'm not going to let me down. The problem with that is that's not human. That's not our nature. That's not how we want to be. We are social creatures, period. Period. Period, man. And we have to get back to social. I'm telling myself that. Kyle, it's okay to go say hello. It's okay to get out there, man. It's imperative, man. Guys, I'm going to say it again. 99% of what you see on Instagram is fake. I'll go 99.5%. It the math doesn't even add up to where we are as a society. It just doesn't add up. I make very good money. I can't just go do things. And there, I'll see things. I'm like, hey, bro, like, I know the price tag on that. Hey, call me a hater. But some stuff, just don't be jealous about it. It ain't real. It isn't real. And I know that, who are you to say? My name is Kyle Allen, and I'm telling you that 99.5% of what you see on Instagram ain't real. And that 5% that is real is really real. We have to get back to community, back to social, because it's just, loneliness is killing us. It's making us bitter, angry, mean people, mean-spirited people. And that is plaguing our country, our world, our society, our America, our cities, our school districts, our doctor's office. Where we are all just cold-hearted people walking around by ourselves. If the next person won't, I don't like anyone. And if you don't like what I'm doing, then it's just you have a problem with it, but no one else does. I've had people say, like, well, you're the only person that's ever said that. It's like, that automatically means that it's not true. It's we are a lonely society. And a lot of us are choosing loneliness out of fear of relationship, because cultivating relationships, it isn't easy. It is not easy. We have so much going on in our lives. Yeah, sometimes it's hard to sit and listen to you. But what if I told you that that's the way we stay connected? That's the way our energy bar stays high, is hearing another person's problem and offering, hey, man, I heard you. That gets you excited. No, like, man, your man get blessed, you're blessed. If the people close to you are getting blessed, it's a matter of time until it's you. But if you're looking at it like, oh, it's never me. Oh, man, none of this is. Well, then, hey, man, you're a hater. And I don't know who said that. Man, if you don't have some haters, I don't want anyone around me that doesn't like me. That every winning team in history at some point got along. I don't want to. Oh, no, you can play and win even if you don't like each other. I know people say that, but ask the Warriors. Ask Jordan Poole, Clay and Steph, Draymond. He knocked bro out because he was talking crazy. That team was never the same. Sometimes you can't get past, hey, I don't like you. We got to connect, man, because the loneliness is just out there. You see it. All you see is single women traveling nonstop. All you see is dudes going on dude trips. Man, get back together. We got to get back together, man. The gender wars are real. It seems like it is like never ending. It feels like, especially in the black culture, I'm just going to call it what it is, man. It looks like the women hate us and it looks like the men hate them. And it just looks like two people that are having the same stupid conversation. If you go on a date first, who pays the bill? If my girlfriend, like, it's the dumbest conversations, low IQ conversations, sorry, that it seems like, feels like only our communities have it. They're divisive conversations that produce engagement for those that post it. But it erodes our relationships because unfortunately people go and see that stuff and bring it to their real relationship. People will watch something virtual and bring it to reality and torpedo their relationship. Women, I know y'all don't want to hear this, but a lot of your girlfriends are haters. They're not there because they like you or love you. They're there because they're parasites. And you keep hearing that, listening to that, parasites. Dudes, if your partner just smokes weed all day and you, oh man, you chilling. You've been chilling for 10 years. If bro ain't going to take care of his kids, if he's not going to get a job that pays, some of y'all been entrepreneurs for 100 years and have never made a dollar. Let's call it out. Don't call yourself an entrepreneur if you can't live off it. If it doesn't pay a bill. I ain't even saying you gotta, that has to be your sole job. But if you are an entrepreneur for years and years and years and that does not produce enough to pay the phone bill, hey man, look at yourself. Go get a job. There's nothing wrong with a job. We're lonely. And there are some factors. We have to get around people that love us, that want the best for us, that aren't fickle every 5 seconds, that encourage relationships. We got to get back to it. Let me know what y'all think. Please rate, comment, share on the pod. But I'm dead serious. I'm going to keep talking about loneliness. If you're lonely out there, man, let's connect. Let's connect. Let's connect. Kind of. Welcome to the Grimes Lately Podcast. I am your humble, gracious, loving host, Kyle.